This is the order of my most revered Shiksha Guru, Itulla Parishta Param Pujyapad, Srimad Bhakti Paramad Puri Goswami Maharaj, whom I approach thrice because of the pressure of the devotees of North and West India, and Jambu, all these they continuously pressing me to go outside India. I was hesitating what I shall get by going outside India. When they are continuously insisting on my going, then I told them my most revered Gurudev passed away. Now our Shiksha Guru is here. If he permits me, then I shall take decision. Then I approach Puri Goswami Maharaj and express my heart to him that all these devotees are pressing to me. So is it good for me to go outside India, spending so much money? What benefit I shall get by this? Then he said, he is a very learned person, this is the desire of Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this divine message, his divine message of divine love, all embracing, all accommodating universal religion, that should be pushed throughout the world, not for India only. I appear not for India. It should be pushed to all corners of the world. So this is the desire of our most revered Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Param Gurudev, and he was the Gurudev of our Shiksha Guru Param Pujya Puri Goswami Maharaj, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is that desire that you should go outside and push this message to all one, so that there may be peace in the world and there should not be fight for individual interests, group interests, all these things. We are coming from the same source and we may be born in different geographical areas and different nations, but actually we are coming from the same source, Supreme Lord. Actually, if you can see this link, then we shall have love for each other. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message of divine life should be pushed. You should go there. And everybody can do it very easily by uttering the holy name. Everybody can do it. There is no restriction. Under the banner of Sankirtan, all can unite. They can chant the holy name. Father's name, all children can utter. They have got the right to utter. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in this Kali Yuga, other forms of methods of worship are not, it is not eligible for the present persons. The whole world is fighting with individual interests and group interests, ethnic interests, all these things are going on. They have forgotten everything. So for that reason, now they can do it by chanting the holy name. There is no difficulty. A child can utter the name of his father. There is no difficulty. And father will, the child can attract the grace or mercy or compassion of his father by chanting on him. Supreme Lord, he is the father of all, he is the master of all have got relation with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said his name is Krishna, because by the word Krishna, whatever jivas, the individual souls in this world, they want, they can get it. Krishna means Krishna, one who attracts all and pleases all. If anybody wants the greatest He can get it. Greatest of the greatest is Krishna. If anybody wants minutest, yes, he can also get it. Minutest is Paramatma. Greatest is Brahma. If anybody wants to serve him as son, or to serve him as friend, as husband, all relations he can get in Nandanandan Krishna. So everybody can come under one object to worship. They are coming from the same source. When they will have love for Krishna, they will have love for all living beings of the world. When they see the relation, when we see we are different, we are born in India, we are born in Russia, we are born in China and different, then there cannot be any kind of love. Love should be a general connection should be shown to them. That we are coming from the same source, we may say God, we may say Allah, we may say many as per different areas, they may say. But Krishna word is more attractive because all can serve in all delightful relations. Even in India there are other names, Narayan, Ram, but all kinds of relationships that exist there. For that reason, Krishna can be the unifying spiritual principle. All can come under him, and although all, whether he God or Allah, same thing, but there is in God a fatherhood of Godhead, and some in Allah they can serve as servant, but all the other relations are not there. If anybody wants to serve Krishna, love Krishna as son, that is not there, as friend, not there, as husband, not there. So let Krishna be the center, and all should worship him in whatever relatability they can know. And when they will love for Krishna, they will love for all. When you say that all are interrelated, when you do not see relation, how you can have love? Parents are not to be taught to love their children. Automatically they love because of the relation. When you see they all are related, all unifying spiritual principle, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has expressed this to Arjuna in Gita also. Gita is well read throughout the world there. Matta Paratam Nasdikindi Janmai Sarvaidam Pratam Sutri Maniyanaiva. Everything is, nothing can be detached, everything ever linked with me. Ever linked with me. For that reason, if you can see they are coming from the same source, then we can automatically have love. Even you will not be able to inflict injury to other living beings of this world, not to speak of human beings.
It is clear to me that you embrace the concept of divine love, and I realize have been embracing it for most, if not all, of your whole life. And you have many around you that honor you and share that feeling. I share that feeling. Many people, however they identify that love, are reaching out in these days especially to find a way, like you say, chanting the name of Krishna and the name of God, and how it brings one to a peace and a recognition that we all are brothers and sisters and from one source. Why do you feel that there's a counterbalance, there's a good and a bad in this world somehow? I think many of us are reaching to find that we lead with our heart, you know, and drop our differences and unify. Any thoughts on a gentle approach between different people that somehow are so fixed in their own identities?
Because you see, you may say God, you may say Krishna, but they appeared only to give this knowledge to the conditioned souls of the world. You see, you have forgotten your relation with me. You have forgotten. So, the connected relation you are not getting. Now you think these people are different. They have got different habits, different customs, different all these things. This India is different, and even in India there are so many ethnic groups. All are different. If there are different centers of interest, then clashing will be inevitable. Nobody can stop it. I draw one circle by taking one center, another person, another center, another circle. The circle will cross. If there is one center of interest, then we may draw infinite circles. Those circles may be smaller or bigger, but there will be no clashing. When we think that our object of worship is all love, He is the object of worship, and we are coming from the same source. In our Upanishad it is said, Yatva imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prajanti visham vishanti tad vajigyata deva brahma. All jivas are coming out from Brahma. All jivas, not only of India or China or all the infinite planets, all the jivas are coming out of Brahma. They are in Brahma, they are by Brahma. Then we can see the link. Link, you have to show them how to love. If they do not see the link, how they can love? If their center of interest are different, false ego and false interest, fighting is inevitable. Who can stop it? And our Rishi Munis, Indian saints, they say, you see, you have forgotten our teachings. Our Supreme Lord appearing in different forms in this world. They are also teaching us. And as saints, they are also appearing, they are also teaching us. But you are not accepting. That is the difficulty. You are accepting, you become averse to Supreme Lord, and you want to get material enjoyments, and with material egos, material interest, this world is limited. If anybody gets something, others are deprived. This limited world. Now this area, what is the name of the area? Maui.
Maui.
There, you think here about 10,000 people are here. Now 1,000 people distributed whole land. And 9,000, they are deprived. Because there everything has got limitation. This world is limited. If you make them understand, you are this body, bodily interest is the only interest, then some are getting the objects of the sense organs, and some are not getting, then there will be dissatisfaction among the have-nots. Those who have got, they are haves, and those who have not got, have-nots. And there will be fight. Nobody can stop it. But you have to teach them this body is a temporary. It is not the actual real self. Real self is Satchidananda, eternally existing knowledge and happiness principle, only Satchidananda Atma. Atma requires Atma for its sustenance and maintenance. Atma, if you give anatma, Atma cannot have satisfaction. Atma requires like, perceives like. Plato, Aristotle, also they say, Greek philosopher. This body is composed of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. Five elements. It requires for its sustenance those five elements. And the transversion of the five elements of food is required for the sustenance. When it will perish, it will go to Pancha Mahabhut, five elements. Like that, Atma is coming out from Atma. Consciousness will come out from consciousness. Devoid of consciousness cannot produce consciousness. We have the outcome of the para potency. In Gita it is said, this real self is the outcome of the parapan spiritual energy. And this body is the outcome of the material energy. And the subtle body also material energy, mind, intelligence, perverted ego. The real self is Atma. You have to think this. Atma requires Atma. And Atma necessity is Atma. Atma wants happiness. And happiness, complete happiness is Supreme Lord. And highest manifestation, you may say, Krishna. Narayan, any other god, whatever you say, but there may be not full-fledged. Full-fledged manifestation. Full-fledged manifestation according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nandarandar Krishna, full-fledged manifestation. You can love him whatever in way you like. You can love. Then, when center of interest becomes one, and he is infinite. Infinite minus infinite is equal to infinite. In differential calculus, when we are taught in the college, infinite plus infinite minus is infinite. Even the infinite minus infinite will not become zero. Purna minus purna is not zero. Purna. Ong purna vada, purna idang purna, purna udachyate, purna sra purna vada, purna vashishtam shanti, shanti, shanti. If we can divert their mind, you see, this is non-eternal body. It will not last long. For as long as this body is there, you have to get it. You should not commit suicide. You have to get it because this is human birth. You should keep it for your realization, for your spiritual realization. This is helpful, this human body. So you are not to kill it. But you should give primary importance to the real interest of the real self. And the apparent selves are this body, physical body and astral body. You give to that extent some energy should be given to that also. But actual full energy should be given for the real self which I require. My real self require the necessity of my real self. That is called Paramatma, Bhagavan, Supreme Lord. That is our requirement. If you get Supreme Lord, others will not be deprived. Because Supreme Lord is infinite. If infinite jivas get Supreme Lord remains Supreme Lord. Om Purnavada, Purna Idam, Purnat, Purna Udachyate, Purnasya Purna, Purna Avashishyate. If you take out Purna from Purna, Purna will remain. Then there will be no fight. You worship Krishna, you will get Krishna, you will get Krishna, all will get Krishna, and you will be satisfied by getting absolute bliss, no fight. But if you are this body, and bodily interest is your own old interest, and somebody are getting something else and are not getting, then they are dissatisfied, and we shall attack those persons, those who have got these facilities, and we shall kill them, like this. There will be fight. This, to stop this fight, you are ignorant. You do not know what is your actual necessity. Somehow you pull on your body. Body is not yourself. As long as you have got this body, you have got this human birth, not your beast and bird. Human birth God has given you the distributing power. You can accept good and give up bad. You can accept eternal truth and give up non-eternal truth. Non-eternal things. That distributing power is given by God. You get it. All give primary importance to the eternal requirement of the eternal self, then there will be no fight. Somehow to move on with this. And if you are very particular of this only material benefit, then there will be clashing. So many centers of interest in the clashing. There is forest fire in the whole world, you will find. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu issued to root out this, uproot this, the cause of this. And you have got this human birth. Not like beasts and birds, if you do for eating and sleeping and defending and mating like birds and beasts, what is the ability of getting this birth? When character is lost, everything is lost. When money is lost, something is lost. No, nothing is lost. When health is lost, something is lost. Generally we say like that. In India, when health is lost, something is lost. And when money is lost, nothing is lost. But we run after money. Money is the only thing. He is getting much, I am not getting. So, then let us fight. Like this. What is this? This ignorance.
So. I see that in the words that you share, the message that I hear is one of being selfish and realizing that the world, the God, the true essence of yourself inside is not this body, and that we all see this as very temporary, and that things of the world that are material, that we hold to be so important, are not that important. And I think, like you say, when we realize that health has value, our the temple that we live in has value, things do not have value. I sometimes feel that the world comes towards crisis in the physical world so that we can get closer to embracing the ideas that you're sharing. We all label them differently. I see that you're coming to us here and sharing with all the people is, I want to say, a re-expression, another expression of something that is true to hearts, no matter how we call it and identify it, whether we identify God as Krishna. We hear many variations of people that honor different names for God.
But and you have to do it. That is because the gospel of Christ means you have to act upon it. Act upon it and advocate. Without acting, the gospel word is correct word. You have to act upon it, and without practice, if you say anything, it will have no effect. Jesus Christ practiced and he preached. Practice. Then there is link between, there are many things are, you will find Vaishnava Dharma. In India, Vaishnava Dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has preached. Has got some similarity with Jesus Christ's teachings. There is one, Supreme Lord is one, and all are coming from that. And you have to love them in relation to that. And God is the sustainer and maintainer. You should not pose that I am the sustainer. No. God is the sustainer and maintainer. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is complete reality. You accept, you take shelter to him. Even in this world, if I go to somebody, person, and take shelter to him, without asking anything from him, and go on serving him, how long that person will remain silent? Oh, he is working day and night. Without feeding him, how can I take food? Without giving him, how can I wear cloth? He will not be able to do this. When a human being cannot, the Supreme Lord, he is the sustainer, maintainer, he is omnipotent, he can do everything. You can take shelter to Supreme Lord, will he not maintain you? How we can maintain? We pose to be maintained. There in America, sometimes Red Indians, they claim that we are the proprietor. Now they have gone, and some others, they are claiming. After 10,000 years, somebody else will come claim. We are the proprietors of America. But actually, proprietor is Supreme Lord. False.
Is there any message? I'm sure you're delivering the message. Is there any specific message you'd like to leave with our audience?
The message is this. In this Kali Yuga, there you will find in Western world, they also accept this. They have divided the time into four periods. four periods. Golden Age, Silver Age, Brazen Age, Iron Age. We say Satya, Treta, Dapar, Kali. Our span of time may be different. But they also say four periods, gradual deterioration of humanity from innocence and happiness. Gradual deterioration. And we also say gradual deterioration. Satya Yuga, there are four kinds of piety. In Treta Yuga, one less. In Dapar Yuga, two less. In Kali Yuga, three less, only one. Only one is truth is exist. That truth is holy name. Holy name. So, we cannot perform meditation as we did in some yogic, yoga center. I have been taken there. But the yoga center, they are also performing Nama Sankirtan. I couldn't understand that there are yogis. But I had been to some places in New York and other places, yoga center. They are very particular about doing some asana, etc. Not for doing Harinam. When I heard them, they are doing Harinam, then how they are teaching yoga and they are, we have got the aptitude to work. Actually, if everybody takes Harinam, then he can get his objective easily. But not for other ulterior motives, you should not chant the holy name. You should chant the holy name for his satisfaction. That is best. Then there will be no clashing. And if you do something for any ulterior motive, for yogic attainments, some will attend, some will not attend, some will be dissatisfied, some will be satisfied. But only for the satisfaction of Krishna, there will be no clashing. And if they did it, I thought they are also devotees. I couldn't understand how they are yogis. They are doing chanting of the holy name. Because they thought by chanting the holy name, we can get our objective of this yoga. But that is something of this world for keeping the body fit. The body will not remain for a long time. It will die. What will go with you? You are the eternal self, you should do bhakti yoga. The bhakti yoga, devotion will go with you. And all these things will remain here. You can do it for temporary benefit of these human beings, but they will, all will die. Nobody will remain in this world. Everything is mortal. So simultaneously you should do yoga, bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means for the satisfaction of Krishna. Then if the target is correct for all, the satisfaction of Krishna Supreme Lord, satisfaction of God, then there will be no fight.
Thank you for sharing with us and being with us here. Mm-hmm. I know that the people of Maui and all the people in our audience extend a warm aloha, a warm love and peace. My background is I'm Jewish. And I understand that the Hawaiian word aloha means God. So, God, aloha, and Krishna.
I had a friend, I had a Jewish, Siddharanda. He was first when Swami Maharaj did not start his institution. At that time, Siddharanda Maharaj remained at our modern Calcutta, in Satish Mukherjee. Our Guru Maharaj was leaving. Guru Maharaj engaged me. These are foreigners. You should attend to them. And after the Jayapataka Maharaj has came, he also remained for 4 months. After that, when Swami Maharaj returned, then they started their institution. Previous to that, they stayed at our mot. And I used to take them different places. And he said, my father is Indian and mother is here. I have got great respect for Gita, like that. In our house, Ochyutananda Maharaj. But I tried to see him in New York. I got some clue of his address, but I could not see him. He was with us for 1 year, Jewish.
Here in Maui, in the Jewish congregation, they say that there is a very close bond between the Jews and Hare Krishna people, and people of India and all the whole world, And I hope that all of us, no matter how we couch our religion and whatever we call it, we realize that we're all brothers and sisters, and that we come from love, and that all this world is based on love.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm very, very happy to be here. I feel very blessed to be the one to be here with you.
And then the easiest way, you chant the holy name. When Jayapataka Maharaj, we performed 1 month Kartik Vrat, and daily we are taking our Nagar Sankirtan at Sri Mayapur, in different areas. Jayapataka Maharaj, you will not come to our mat. Yes, if you desire, we shall go. Then next, we went there, and we are performing Mahamantra. All the people of the world, they are all performing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They are under that Hare Krishna banner, all united.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. I'm glad to see you.
Thank you all for joining us.
I went to UN also, and Temple of Understanding, Washington, they had been to Calcutta. And our Guru Maharaj at that time was living, he was one of the representatives of the Hindus. Sanatana Dharma, we said not Hindu. Sanatana Dharma means Atma Dharma. The Dharma of all the people. And generally people say Hindu. No, Hindu is, we do not preach the sectarian, but we preach Sanatana Dharma, Nitya Dharma, Atma Dharma. Then you can get link for all. That is the actual Dharma in India, Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma is good, all embracing, all accommodated, without saying Hindu.
Thank you.